welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Doug Moran with the High Z Wind Ensemble. They've got a big concert coming up this Saturday, so we're going to talk to Doug about that and some other things taking place with the ensemble. Mostly sunny skies today. High right around 80, clear tonight, low near 54, and then for your Thursday, mix of sun and clouds, slight chance of rain, and a high near 81. Now, Doug, you just said I don't want to talk about golf because that's what you and I were actually talking about our kids. But the general story was, you know, you have kids and you see some talent in them and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, it's fun. I like it, but it's not what I want to do. And you and I are both just pulling our hair out going, wait a minute, you have this special gift. Use it. Do something with it. It could be a little bit nerve-wracking.
Absolutely. You know, you've lived your life, and they haven't, and you're hoping they can take some kind of input from you. And sometimes they do, but man, if you're good at something, just keep after it.
He's laughing because he knows.
Every parent knows that one.
Yes. Now, I will say this. One person who you impacted in your life, we just had in here last week, was Lee Auer, the director of bands over at Newark City Schools. So forget the rest of this show. I want to know about Lee Auer because that guy's feisty as all get out.
Yeah, Lee. Lee's one in a million. He's a great young man. I met him at Licking Heights. He was he knows all the dates. He tells me all the time, and I can't retain them. But he was my private trombone student over there at Licking Heights, and he was in middle school, I believe, when I met him. And super talented, super dedicated. I went to his Eagle Scout ceremony. So it tells you a little more about what he did when he was growing up. He went to Ohio State. If you saw any pictures in the paper of Lee celebrating on the back of another Ohio State marching band member, you would kind of get the idea of how enthusiastic Lee can be when they win a national championship.
When you get a kid like that and you're working with him, is there like an aha moment for you where you're like, all right, this guy, this gal, she's got it down. They're pretty good.
Yeah, but it really doesn't have to do as much with the personality as when some concept they're working on their trombone or euphonium, that's what I taught, all of a sudden they can do it. And the look on their face is, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just played that. That's amazing. Well, that practicing and listening and adjusting, that really works, doesn't it? It's kind of like the golf thing we were talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, there's talent. I mean, there's work. And then there's talent. And I mean, you can coach talent, but you can't teach talent.
Right.
Talent is just in there. There are people that learn to bring it out. I mean, I was in the band. I'm a note hitter. I could play all the right notes, but there are people that make music.
Right.
And that's a difference. I mean, for some people, it's subtle. Most people can say, hey, that guy's off key when he sings, or, you know, the rhythm's not right or whatever. But people that not only hit the notes, but bring that level of emotion, that interpretation to it. I mean, trombone, my brother played the trombone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, well, that's it. You know, I mean, I played the baritone, so it's valves.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
a combination of valves, right? And you can read music and go. But there's a nuance where sometimes you're just not hitting the exact position to get it. Can you still bring that music out of it? And you apparently have it. I mean, the High Z Wind Ensemble definitely has it. That's the
right. That's
the thing about music and why people get so passionate about it, is it because it's a part of life. I mean, it really brings out the best of emotion in some people.
Yeah, we always say that a player is a musician, vocalist, instrumentalist, whatever. It's a combination of natural ability and learned ability. So you can have an extremely natural player, naturally gifted, not only at the mechanics of playing an instrument or singing, but also understanding the musicality part of what they have to do phrasing, intonation, which is pitch, and also expression. And that is really hard to teach. It can be taught. It can be taught. But the people who have more natural ability, they pick it up really quick. And so therefore, they advance faster. So they seem even higher than on the ability scale than the next person, because they advance so quickly given the same information in a period of time.
Yeah. So teaching someone like that, is that more frustrating or more joy?
More joy.
Okay.
Oh, yes. When you see the light bulb go off over their head, like we were talking about, Dave, it's just wonderful. You can have student after student after student with private lessons. I used to give 7 hours of private lessons a day on one day a week, though. And so,
that's,
you know,
a lot of trombone music.
It's all. And so they come in and they, well, you know, Mr. Moran, I didn't have time to practice this week. Oh. And then you'd have to talk about time management. You'd have to talk about, you know, you don't want to get too down the road in case something bad has happened to their family. Mm-hmm. You always got to balance that. But then all of a sudden the fourth, fifth, or sixth person comes in and it's like, oh my gosh, they're playing everything and they're playing things beyond what I assigned them. And it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. It makes up for anything prior or after that.
Well, let me ask about you. When you started, did you consider yourselves one of those natural players that, man, it just came easy to, or were you one of those that had to sit in a room and practice? Not that you didn't, but, you know, practice. Well, he's laughing, so this ought to be good.
No, I'm kind of a natural player. I can pick up the horn after don't tell anybody, a week off perhaps, and it just still works. Everything just still works. A little brush up and everything's good, and then I can work on whatever I'm there to do. But I'm a natural player, and actually one of our co-founders of the Haizuan Ensemble was my private teacher, J.M. Day, and he was also my beginning band teacher at North Elementary. Mm. They've torn that down, you know. Mm-hmm. And
well, it came over on the Ark, so I mean,
It did. Yeah, there's a lot of artifacts in there.
Talking to one.
Oh, I know, I am. And the banana plant. Don't forget the banana plant. That was under the connection between the old and new building. But Mr. Day lived just a block away from North Elementary, so I would walk down there for my lesson, and then on one day a week, and then my mom would pick me up on her way home from work, and it was just a great, wonderful time. And he's one of those folks who go above and beyond. We had trombone choir. We'd empty out his dining room, and five or seven of his students would be there for a trombone choir. And he did this every week in addition to private lessons. We'd have recitals. It's that kind of thing is what makes a student have the desire and the energy to go after something greater.
Yeah. And well, you were saying that it's just you and your family that plays the instrument? I mean, I know you said
right.
Your son.
My son.
So how did you get started?
Well, my brother, he played drums, and I thought, well, you know, I got to be a drummer. And that soon grew old after about 2 weeks. They gave me a practice pad, and I hit it with a stick. That was pretty exciting. So I couldn't do that anymore. And now they're grown up, and they use a drum, and they hit it with a stick, but that's a whole different story. And
percussion is one of those things that's kind of in your knot.
Yeah.
I mean, even at band camp, they send the percussion guys away and say, you work on your stuff. We're going to do the real stuff over here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When you come back, hopefully we can march to you. Right. Yeah. But I never got past the practice pad. And I said, this is boring. And Mr. Day said, hey, what do you think about the trombone? You know, like, oh, I don't know.
But it can't be as boring as this.
Oh, right.
The trombone is anything but boring.
We have seven positions and millions in between.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not a French horn, so you got that going for you.
But we sometimes stick our hand in the bell.
Okay.
Not on purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, don't they have mutes for that?
Yeah, they do.
Or the wah-wah.
Like
the Shakey's pizza hat.
And all my French horn friends are going to be mad, but you know how you play like a French horn? You stick your hand in the bell and play out of tune.
Yeah, they're going to be mad at you.
Well, if it was only the good French horn players, that's a pretty small subset, so we're probably safe.
And we have all good French horn players.
Well, he's trying ensemble. To dig himself out now. He's like, okay, let me calculate who's listening to this.
Who and can I outrun?
And I got to work with them later. So
that's right.
And speaking of work, before we take a break, you've got a big show coming up this Saturday. Maybe talk a little bit about what's going to be taking place.
Well, it's our 40th anniversary. We've been in business for 40 years, and we're having a big concert, and we're going to look back, and actually we're going to look back to the future. That's how we start out. That's our new piece. Seems kind of strange, doesn't it? But Back to the Future came out the exact year that we started, mm-hmm. so that's that's the correlation there. Mm-hmm. And then we're just playing things that we've played in the past that we've enjoyed. And I can tell you more about that in a little bit. And then we have our one of our favorite soloists of all times coming back to play with us. And it's at the Reese Center, 7:30 Saturday night, April 26th. I had to remember that. This 3 days away.
It's coming
three
up days quickly.
It's coming, yeah.
Man, I better get my horn out.
I was going to say, I'm a little nervous. How's he going to remember playing? He'll be in the back going, what song are we playing? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Can anybody get me some music?
And now, again, I want folks to know, tickets only available at the door.
At the door.
Yep.
At the door.
I know a lot of times people will be like, well, I'll just go online. I'm like, no, you won't. You got to get them at the door, correct?
Yeah, we have a big patron program, and our patrons get their tickets in the mail. They all have those, but the rest of the folks at the door.
Yep. We'll talk more about that Evening at the Pops. That's coming up this Saturday, the Heisey Wind Ensemble. We'll have more with Doug Moran on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Oh, welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Doug Moran with the Heisey Wind Ensemble. Beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies, high near 80, clear tonight, low near 54. And then for your Thursday, partly sunny skies, could see a little bit of rain throughout the day tomorrow, but a beautiful, beautiful day. Again, talking about the Heisey Wind Ensemble, it's their big 40th anniversary season. They've got the show coming up this Saturday night, Back to the Future. All right, Doug, you teased it a little bit, talking about a soloist who's going to be taking part. Maybe let everybody know who's going to be a part of the show on Saturday.
A young man named Buddy Deschler. And Buddy came to us, our music director, Russ Mickelson, literally found him on the internet. So we wanted a trumpet soloist, and there was a piece Russ wanted to play called the Grand Russian Fantasia. And there's a trumpet guy named Wynton Marsalis. You may have heard of him.
I've heard of that name.
Yeah, so they put out, CBS put out an album of all cornet trumpet solos with Wynton Marsalis, and one of the pieces was this Grand Russian Fantasia, and it's a wonderful piece. Well, to find someone who can play that is pretty tough. And Russ saw a video on Facebook of Buddy playing with a brass ensemble this piece. So he figures out a way to send him a message, and Buddy comes over October of 2016 and just knocks it out of the park. He's just a wonderful personality, a wonderful player, and we played the Grand Russian Fantasia, and then we added this other piece called Believe Me If All Those Endearing Him Charms, an Irish folk medley, melody, and so that's also from the Wynton Marsalis album. So Buddy's coming back, and he's going to play these pieces again because we think the world of Buddy, and we really like these pieces.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, when you hear somebody like that, and you get, like you said, was back here, do you just sit back and just, as they're performing, go, okay, this is pretty good? I mean,
what I wonder is, how in the world does he do it?
Okay, yeah.
Because the Grand Russian Fantasia, that is a theme and variations. So it's just the theme is stated, and then all these ornamentation, fast playing, high playing, various triplets and quadruplets and all kinds of crazy things and then cadenzas and high and low I've played those kinds of things myself, and I know how hard that is. And to him, it's just like walking down the street.
He doesn't say that with a little bit of bitterness, does he?
Oh, my.
Walking down the street.
Jealousy, bitterness. It's a fine edge.
I think he might be one of those natural players. but he went on to get a couple degrees in music, and he's the trumpet professor at Furman University down in South Carolina. So he's coming up this weekend, coming up Friday, going to rehearse with us on Friday, play on Saturday, and we're just looking forward to seeing him again and hearing him.
What does that say about the Wind Ensemble, Heisey Wind Ensemble, that you can get folks like this that will want to come and perform?
Yeah, it's if they've been with us before, then it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
They go, oh yeah, you guys are great. Dr. Mickelson's great. You'll be prepared. We won't be embarrassed.
That's always a good thing.
Always a good thing.
A rather low bar to set, but you know, you got to start somewhere.
Well, the opposite has happened, not with us, but other groups I've sat in with, if someone has never been with us before, never played a solo before, we're trying to get them, then it's either the reputation of Dr. Mickelson, our conductor, or it's they get a recording or they see a video or something like that, and they go, yeah, this will mm-hmm. be okay.
Is there any chance that this will be recorded and maybe released or put on the Facebook or YouTube or something like that?
Yeah, so we have a... So the Heisman Ensemble has a Facebook page,
okay.
And through Lee Auer, who we talked mm-hmm. about earlier, all of our concerts for probably the last 5 years are up on Facebook,
okay.
and he broadcasts them live on Facebook. We're going to have to change that because of Facebook, we just found out, but we're trying to establish a YouTube channel, which will have all these videos up on it.
Nice.
So releasing an album today. Yeah, that's...
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Putting out music.
Oh, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
Financially? Ooh, bad move.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the demand for concert band recordings is just not there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, classical and jazz, what is that, less than 5% of all album sales? Yeah,
but see, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, how music is fractured. I mean, just, you know, doing radio like Dave and I do, you know, there used to be like a chart and then there was a couple of charts. Now, I mean, you know, with Sirius and all the terrestrial radio plus the satellite radio plus, you know, all the downloads, Spotify and all those things, people get so segmented in their music. I'm kind of surprised that there are any genres of music that really, you know, are on the wane. I would feel like everything is being buoyed up because everybody can pick their own thing now.
Yeah, it's what's happened with classical music and concert band music and for a small amount of the jazz stuff, it's live. It's the live performance, okay. That where the people get it, because it's so expensive to make an album, to produce an album, to distribute an album, and then not have the revenue to displace the cost on the other side of it. I don't know. I don't know the last time I've seen. I'm aware of a major symphony putting out a new album.
Hmm.
I'm sure they do, but I don't even know it.
Yeah.
Right? And concert bands. I think the Dallas Wind Symphony is a probably the big one in the United States. And I don't think they've put out an album for probably 6 or 8 years.
Wow.
Okay. And that's a shame.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a shame. I mean, I can remember going through my mom's old albums, Percy Faith, all these different... Forget it. Now, albums are making a comeback. We talked about this the other night. They are, but you're right. It has taken away the luster of some because you just don't get to hear it as much. And now, again, you can go online and get... I understand that. But there's something just to having that music at home.
Yeah, and then you also have the other part about people are listening to it through their laptops with speakers the size of a dime.
Right.
Yep.
And they go, oh, that's really good. Okay.
Well, if people want to hear some good music, they come out Saturday night to this concert. Now, you talked a little bit about what's going to be performed, but it's called Back to the Future.
Yes.
Will you be playing music from Back to the Future?
Oh, we will. So Dr. Mickelson also does arrangements for us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And he took music from Back to the Future from all three movies, but it concentrates on the very first one. Was that released in June of 85?
Yeah.
No, it was released in July. Our first concert was June of 85.
Okay.
And they released Back to the Future because of us, of course. But
if you want to believe that, Doug, I'm not going to ruin your party.
I appreciate that very much, very much.
Fact check, please.
It's kind of lonely in this mind. So Russ arranged Back to the Future, and we're going to open the concert with that. And it's about about 8 minutes of Back to the Future music, and it's great. It's really great. I like it a lot.
Yeah. What's it say to have Russ, Dr. Mickelson? I mean, for you folks here at the Heisey Window, I mean, that's pretty dang impressive.
It is. It's Russ has been our music director and our conductor since 2002. And just his longevity with us indicates that the relationship is is appreciated by both he and the wind ensemble. You know, in this case, you have a music director, you have someone who is the person you look up to, the person that you follow, the person that you key off of. But over the years, he also becomes a good friend. And so those things it just makes the collaboration so much easier. I think what Russ brings to us is a high level of expectation of our performance. He brings in a knowledge that, here's the greatest thing. We have a number of educators in the band. I'm just going to guess 40 to 50% of our membership are music educators. If they, by playing in the High Z Wind Ensemble, they actually get their continuing education credit with their school district. That they, you know, because normally they would have to go back to college in summer or whatever, but they're able now to get their continuing education credit because of Russ's position at OSU, his knowledge, his stature, that kind of thing. So,
wow. So
it helps them.
Not bad.
It helps them, but he's just a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm. Now is he one of those guys that when he has to be very demanding? Come on. But does he make it so it's fun when you guys are getting together? Because, I mean, like to Joel's point, we were talking earlier about a teacher, you know, had his best intentions, but could be a little bit tough to deal with. I mean, do you find that with Dr. Mickelson, that this guy can have some fun, but he, you know, we're going to get it done?
Yes. Yes. I think everyone on the stage is worried about letting Russ down. I think that's the relationship basis. And you know when he's not happy, but he never ever says that he's not happy. Maybe we can do better there. Maybe put a note in the margin. Maybe that's some homework for you. But what he really likes about us is that we laugh at his jokes. You know, he spends all week with his college kids.
Yep.
They don't get his humor because he's my age, and so we all come from the same background and the same we grew up with those jokes, and he'll say a joke and the OSU kids will just stand look at him but you know he's taking the OSU Wind Symphony to Japan next month.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they need a chaperone, call us.
You guys are available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be happy to make sure everything stays kosher over there. You got the concert Saturday night, but that's not it. You have one more, correct?
In this season. Our 24-25 season, we have a fifth concert that we added 15 years ago. We started a thing called the High Z Wind Ensemble Big Band, and that's a Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Duke Ellington kind of group from within the wind ensemble. We have to add a few players, and that is going to be on May 17th, Saturday evening, May 17th, 7:30 at the Reese Center when Russ is in Japan. So our guest director is a man named Mike Smith. He's the director of the jazz program at OSU.
Okay, I was hoping it wasn't Auditor Mike Smith here in Licking County, because I know Michael.
Well, they're one and the same.
If you wouldn't want him doing it, I guarantee you that. No offense. Nice guy, but You know, other than having come in here and put up with Joel and I, what is it about this that you love? I mean, you reach out to me and I can just tell, like, okay, he's excited. Let's go. Let's get him in here. What drives your passion? Is it just the music?
Performing? It's the music. It's the organization. And it's kind of this 500-member family we've created with the Wind Ensemble members and the patrons. We got a note from a patron yesterday that he just sent us in a note and he said, you know, I want you guys to know that when we come to your concerts, we get an hour and a half of leaving behind everything that might be bothering us, financial, emotional, maybe someone died or whatever. And he says, for an hour and a half, we can just enjoy beautiful music, and we know it's going to happen time after time after time. And he said, it goes back to the recording thing, right? Where can I find this at? And I will tell you that we have patrons that have been patrons for well over 20 years, and it's just... When we do the patron program and your mailbox is filled with envelopes, it's like, wow, there's some people who really care about us. Mm-hmm. And that's really nice.
What is that program for folks who are listening and thinking, wait a minute, I don't even know what he's talking about? Explain that to folks who, sure, who are interested in that.
Sure. We have two co-founders, J.M. Day and Don Workman. And maybe 10 years into our existence, this is our 40th year, about 10 years into our existence, Don Workman said, you know, if we're going to bring in some soloists, we got to have more money. At the time, we were Denison's concert band, so they paid our conductor. But that was it, right? So we started this Patreon program. And like everything, it starts small and it grows big. And the patron program is you can make a donation to the Wind Ensemble. We're a 501c3 tax exempt or tax deductible organization. How do you say that? And then we send for every concert, we send a mailing to the patrons with information about the concert and tickets and anything else we think they may need to know. And that goes out 5 times a year, and we send them a season flyer, and then that is the only way that early tickets are available, mm-hmm. And that's just it's just evolved that way. We have no grand plan, and you can become a patron either through the physical printed program. There's a form in there, and through our website, highzwindensemble.org, and you can become a patron through that. And you can send a check, you can send cash, you can go online and use your credit card. We're top notch technology wise.
As long as you're not having to do it.
Right.
I got that, believe me. All right, Doug, again, let folks know when the concert is this weekend, where, and all the particulars.
Thank you. This Saturday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Reese Center on the north campus of OSU COTC. And we're in the John Alfred Hall there at the Reese Center. And 7:30, we'll have some things up on the screen for you to see, and like how many concerts everyone's played and how many years we've been in the group and that kind of thing. And this Saturday, 7:30, and we'll be there.
Tickets.
Back to the Future. Tickets at the door.
And how much?
$15 for adults, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students.
Mm-hmm. So not bad.
You can be a student if you want, Dave.
Oh, sure I can. Yeah, I'm sure they'll know that right away. I know mostly seniors. So.
Why you always got to do that?
You know, hey.
Why you always got to do that?
Just saying. Well, Doug, it's always so much fun to have you in. I know it's been an exciting year so far, 40th anniversary season, and I know you're busy with the Wind Ensemble and the newer Granville Symphony Orchestra as well, so it always keeps you busy. And you have a full-time job, correct? I mean, how do you do all this?
I do. Well, it's vacation.
I need that, Riley.
Already been on three vacations this year.
Two.
Oh, whatever.
Just two.
How many times you've been out of the country?
Not enough.
Uh-huh.
If you ask my wife.
Uh-huh.
So again, Doug Moran with the High Z Wind Ensemble, their big Evening at the Pops, Back to the Future 40th Anniversary Concert, taking place this Saturday night over at OSU Newark. Be sure to join us Friday, as speaking of OSU Newark and COTC, Becky Clawson, Assistant Director of Advancement, will be joining us talking about what's going on at the campus, plus their big Blue Line Axe Challenge to support a worthy cause here in the community. So make sure you join us on Friday for Becky Clawson with OSU Newark COTC.